Now, there's an image that came to the Sufis, with which I wish to conclude this, that seems to me one of the most thrilling images in the literature of religion. The question is asked, here is this fierce society of the law. Blasphemers are killed. Those who find God in themselves are killed. The true lovers of God suffer. Do lovers of God always suffer? Is the suffering itself the experience of God? Is the law itself the crucifix on which the body and individuality are extinguished so that one can become one with God? This is a fierce idea here. Not only that, but is one to be punished forever? Do the lovers of God live in hell? Well, they took, and Halaj writes of this, the image of Satan. According to the Quran, God created the angels and told them to worship none but him. Then he created man, and he said to the angels, "Bow before man, my greatest creation." All bowed except Satan. Satan didn't bow because he so loved God, he couldn't bow before anything else. God, however, had changed his rules. It was for love of God that Satan was expelled from heaven. And in hell, apart from his beloved, the worst pain of all is the separation. All he would have to do would be to accede to the demand and bow to man, and he would be out. But he can't bring himself to do that. He so loves God, yet this love holds him away from God. And the question comes, what supports him in that agony? And what supports him is the recollection of the sound of God's voice when God said, "Be gone." And now said Halaj, Satan was a monotheist. He worshipped God under one aspect. He was a perfect Mohammedan. He is properly in hell. God is not to be known through any aspect. God is not bound by any law. He is beyond law. The proper attitude would have been to bow before man. There's a wonderful paradoxology here. It seems to me a forceful image. It goes to the depth of all the enigmas of good and evil and comes out with the paradox of Job on the other side. And I'm going to leave you with that. Thank you.
You have been listening to Mythic Visions, the second talk in Series 1, Volume 5 of the Joseph Campbell Audio Collection. This lecture is cataloged in the Joseph Campbell Archive as L51. This release was produced by the Joseph Campbell Foundation as part of the collected works of Joseph Campbell. Robert Walter, Executive Editor, and David Cudler, Managing Editor. It was originally engineered by Mark Watts for release on Highbridge Audio. Additional engineering has been provided by Jimmy Maxwell and by Robert Maxwell of JMO Incorporated. Our theme music is by Richard Patterson and Verb Studio. For further information about this lecture, the works of Joseph Campbell and the Joseph Campbell Foundation, please visit us on the World Wide Web at jcf.org. I'm Maura Vaughan. Thank you for listening.